This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said all roads in his state right now are at risk of floods as Tropical Storm Florence inches its way westward.
When a storm is bad enough to shut down interstate highways, you know other roads may be even in worse shape. All roads in the state right now are at risk of floods.
North Carolina's Secretary of Transportation, Jim Troutman, said the rising waters are making any kind of travel dangerous.
And it's tremendously impacting our ability to help move travel on our interstates and U.S. routes because of the rapidity and fluidness and dynamics of how fast these events are occurring and how dynamic they are.
Florence is making its way across South Carolina with rain bans extending across three states. Millions of people are reported without power. Meanwhile, Typhoon Mangkhut roared toward Hong Kong and southern China on Sunday after ravaging across the North Philippines with ferocious winds and heavy rain that left at least 12 people dead. The Hong Kong Observatory said although Mangkhut had weakened slightly, its extensive, intense rain bans were bringing heavy downfalls and frequent squalls. China's National Meteorological Center issued an alert saying Mangkhut would make landfall somewhere on the coast in Guangdong Province on Sunday afternoon or evening. The strongest storm so far this year in the world sliced across the northern tip of Luzon Island in the Philippines on Saturday. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.